gift today, tied a pretty ribbon all around. Wrote a few words down, read it to myself to see how they sound. I put it under the tree, on Christmas Day you'll see just how much you mean to me. I got your Christmas right here, and it's clear what I've got is full of love and cheer. I've got your Christmas right. Spending the whole day thinking how special you are. You're the angel at the top of my tree, you're a shining star. You make me feel like it's Christmas every day of the year. And if you didn't know by now, let me make it real clear, I got your Christmas right here. And I swear, what I've got is full of love and cheer.
Tough one to beat at the top of round eight. That was Derek's selection with Allo Black with Christmas Right Here. And here is mine. I don't even know who this is by. And unlike myself, I didn't even have to find out who this was by. I just thought it was fun and I was saving it for a special moment. And I think that's a tough one to beat. So I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to say it's from Mrs. Claus, and you guys will probably recognize the tune when I play it.
Frosty the pervert didn't want to go to jail. to a vice squad cop who shoved a nightstick up his ass, and Frosty screamed,
"Don't stop, ooh!"
Frosty the pervert was locked up that very day, but he did not cry as he waved goodbye, knowing he'd be back someday. Beating his meat all over the street, look at Frosty go, sliding his hands all over his glass, his cum is white as snow.
It's Frosty the Pervert by Mrs. Claus, let's say.
I want someone to explain to me how you track Frosty's, you know, emissions in the snow.
Because they're white.
Black light.
I think that'd be okay. You can always
That's true.
That.
You can always use the light there. Yeah.
I'm glad that that's your question.
Yeah. DNA light. Jim, we're starting with it's Aloe Black versus Mrs. Claus. Let's say with Frosty the Pervert versus the first one.
So the first song, all I could picture, if there's a video to this, and I assume there is him grabbing his crotch and saying, "I have your Christmas right here."
Yeah.
All I had in my head. Idea.
Yeah, like a New York, Brooklyn type of thing. Yeah.
I got your Christmas right here.
Yeah,
exactly. And that was a pretty good song, but I'm off in my head, so I like the second song better.
Frosty Pervert.
I just have problems.
All right, Mrs. Claus. Mr. Pincus.
I'll admit it, other than the fart song, I would not have bought any of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like them, but I like that Christmas right here. It's a great song, but I laughed a whole lot at the, I can't say the words.
Yeah.
That's filthier than the chimney. Even dirtier than the chimney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow, who needs my vote more? I'm going to pick the first song. Sorry, it's a good song.
All right.
I could laugh all I want at home.
There you go. All right, so we got 1-1. Mr. Winston.
Wow. Wow. How far we have fallen.
The dirty round.
There's always one.
It's the dirty round.
I got to be honest. I want to pick the first one, but only because it's less disgusting than the second one. But if I'm being completely honest, I liked the second one a lot better, which doesn't say a lot about me, but that's where my vote's going to go.
So
I'm sad. I'm voting for Frosty the Pervert.
All right. Frosty the Pervert. Let's go to Shay.
You guys make me sad. While that is funny, the first one, I had the same reaction. It's like, I got your Christmas right here. But it was a very nice song. And I feel like we all need to clean our brains. I'm picking the first one.
All right.
Wash your hands.
Here we go.
Wash your hands.
Cleanse our thoughts.
Gail, I believe we have the tiebreaker, 2-2 on this one, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I really loved the Aloe Black song. Loved the lyrics. Very singable.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike last Christmas, I gave you my heart with guys not actually spending money on gifts and saying, "Oh, I got your present right here." And within 10 seconds of Frosty the Pervert starting, I was like, good God, I have to endure this song. There was no way out of it. I vote.
I wanted Chris to mess up on the bleeps again last year.
I vote Aloe Black.
Oh,
and Aloe Derek
Black.
Gary.
You know how much time I spent bleeping those things out? All right.
I came across that
too
song.
Much.
And I was like,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think I enjoyed it.
Your kung fu is strong, sir, is what I'm going to say.
So what do we got here? We're still tied. We're tied up again, Winston?
Again.
Well.
I wanted to 9.
All right. We're at the top of 9. I'm beginning this one.
Are you? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just did that.
Oh, one. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
So, all right. I spent a lot of time bleeping those out. So now I'm going to look for
bleeping effort.
I'm going to look for a little redemption here. And I think you finally brought out Dark Chris Earle, because I have been playing a lot of positive things. And as we know, I'm not a very positive guy. So I'm going to give you this one from a guy named Mr. Landon Tours.
Last Christmas, we spent the day drinking wine.
was yours and you were mine. And then I fucked you through the night. Last Christmas, I bought you dresses that you wore. You fucked a dude the night before. And now you're begging at my door. So this year, I hope you have a pretty Christmas. I hope your family falls apart. I hope your cat develops cancer. I hope you're nailed up on a cross. I hope you have an awful Christmas. I hope you don't get what you want. I hope you've asked God for forgiveness. You're a stupid, selfish meow, 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 meow. It sucks you're lonely now and everyone hates you. My new woman's fucking sexy, so thank you. You'll be okay, I'm sure somebody will want you. But just for a night, cause no one will love you. Heard you're pregnant now and having some problems. Like, who's the father? Was it James? Was it Austin? I'm sorry for your kid. I hope it's nothing like you. Hope its dad can help so it's decent despite you. So, yeah. I hope you have a shitty Christmas. I hope you're eaten by a shark. I hope your cat develops cancer. I hope you get shot in the heart. Christmas. Hope you don't get what you want. I heard a guy just gave you herpes, but at least you had some fun. I heard you had an awful Christmas. I heard your parents kicked you out. I'm doing music for a living, and I just got myself a
the Rise of Skywalker opening tomorrow night. I feel the need to offer a Jedi-like light side response to that Sith-like darkness that just entered our lives. So we're going to go with Kristen Bell, who is awesome, and is on The Good Place, which you should be watching. Binge this holiday season, if you have time. And Straight No Chaser, with a great little modern take on Christmas romance. Stop trying to do that, you bad iPod.
You ready?
Yeah.
You'll be far away and I'll be all alone. So please remember this December to fully charge your phone and text me, man. Christmas, let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. You don't have to add much to it. One smiley face will do. Baby, text me Merry Christmas, cause I'm missing kissing you.
Text me Merry Christmas, make my holiday complete. Though you're far from me, say you'll be BRB. That's a text I'll never delete. No, no. Choose just the right emoji. One that makes me LOL. LOL. And if you text me something naughty, I promise I won't tell.
I don't care if you spell things right. I just want to hear from you tonight.
Stroke those keys with your delicate touch. And type those little words that mean.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Miss you.
Miss you too.
Xmas sucks without you.
I know. LOL.
Love you.
Love you.
Good. Okay, thanks. Bye.
A Facebook message isn't quite as sweet. I need more from you than just a tweet.
A snap on Snapchat doesn't last. And voicemail, that's from Christmas past. Text me Merry Christmas. Send a selfie too. If you do, I'll go beneath the mistletoe and pretend my screen is you. Show me that you love me. Text, text, hold a kiss and hug me. I'll be right here waiting for my pants to start vibrating. Baby, text me Merry Christmas and I will text you too. This Christmas, it's the least that we can do.
All right.
Am I up?
Let's see. That is number nine. So it's text me Merry Christmas versus I hope you have a
bad word Christmas.
Bad word Christmas.
Bad word.
There you go.
I'm not suicidal, but if I was, that first song would definitely put me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a compliment. It hit its mark.
I mean that in a good
way. It's funny. I get it. We all get it. I'm voting for it.
Alrighty.
One for Chris.
One for Chris.
Winston.
Okay. That was, I have to admit, even after Frosty the Pervert,
mm-hmm.
that first one was a bit of a shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I just can't vote for a song that wishes cancer on somebody's cat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sorry. I got to go with the second one.
Okay. Straight No Chaser, Kristen Bell. Shay.
I do like the second one. That's a very cute song. But I'm Bah Humbug with the romantic end to Christmas, so I'm going with the dark, angry one.
All righty. Very good. So Landon Tours.
There is a purity and darkness to the spirit of Chris Earl.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chris Earl spirit, that song sucked every bit of joy out of this room, and I'm voting for it.
All right. Very good. And Jim.
Absolutely the dark side, for sure.
The terrifying one.
Yeah. I think if I listened to both, the second one was okay, but I'm pretty sure if I listened to it more than twice, I'd want to smash my head off of something.
Mm-hmm.
The second one I could listen to a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one, I'm sorry, I could listen to quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. So four for Landon Tours. That one I spent quite a long time editing that, too, in order to play it. So
we've gone over to the dark side mm-hmm. this year, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
This last song's going to be one long bleep.
So how are we doing at the top of...
Our recording of Santa Claus crying.
Going into the final round,
mm-hmm.
Chris, with his cat hating having a Christmas, is leading 5-4.
Okay.
All right. Derek is under the gun to all make right. this work.
Oh, yeah. No, I got one more. I got something good. This album, I'm first in this round, right?
Yep.
Or you're first in this round.
Yep.
I gotta remember that next year. Set it up so that I go last. This album is actually a couple of years old and comes from a very surprise. Like, this song comes from a surprising place if you know this artist, because it's Sia. And Sia put out a Christmas album, which in itself is an unusual thing. But she actually put, like, some nice, happy songs on it. Which is not something that Sia would normally do. There is, like, you know, heavy, broody, good Sia stuff on here. But this is probably the thing that I've been playing the most for the last two Christmases. So here we go. This is Sia. This is round 10.
Make a trip down Candy Cane Lane.
top of round 10 is Candy Cane Lane by Sia. That's Derek's choice. And here is mine from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's Christmas Canon, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That was my choice. And before that was Derek's choice with Sia with, say again, Derek?
Candy Cane Lane.
Candy Cane Lane, that's right. And we start with, was it Winston?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Round 10.
This is round 10 with Chris leading by one. And, yeah. I have to go with Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah. Isn't Sia the one that wears the stuff on her head?
You can't see her face. She never wears her.
All right.
But the Christmas Canon is too close to Canon.
All right.
By Paco Bell, which was a song my ex-wife used at our wedding, so that's out.
Oh.
I got shot by a Christmas Canon once. Don't recommend it.
Well, it's C-A-N-O-N.
Don't recommend
it. It's the preferred.
I was picking bows out of my hair for weeks.
All right, Winston's one for Sia. Let's go to Shay.
It's tough. I like them both, but for different reasons.
Explain.
Well, just they're like different. I'm going with the second one. I like the second one.
Which is the Christmas canon. All right. Shay goes with the Christmas canon.
This is kind of a tough round. Derek, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, the song by Dragonette.
Yes. Merry Christmas says your text message.
I love that song still.
Still on my holiday playlist.
Part of the appeal of it was that you were singing it the whole time, which is the exact same thing you did throughout Candy Cane Lane.
Yes.
And it just adds to the enjoyment. So I'm going with Candy Cane Lane.
Nice.
All right.
I didn't like Candy Cane Lane at all. Not even a little bit. I would have liked to hear more cannons in the second one.
Yes, the cannon.
I was waiting for that, and that never happened, so I was a little disappointed, but I'm going to go with the cannon one.
All right. And here we go, Mike Pincus.
Chris's one sounded, the cannon thing, it's like Winston said, it sounded too much like a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different show, isn't it? Wedding songs, yeah. We'll do that next year.
We do that in June.
Do that in June, wedding songs.
Yep.
It didn't sound like Sia, that song. I don't know Sia that well. She's the one who did the song at the end of 6 Feet Under, right?
Yeah, she does a lot of really, really mopey stuff.
I like that stuff.
She's had a miserable, and there's mopey stuff on that album.
This was a little different, but I like it better than the wedding song, so I gotta go with Derek.
All right. We got a tiebreaker, don't we?
We are now tied.
Yeah, we're tied.
All right.
Now.
11th round. I guess I'm starting 11th round.
I do have to say, Chris, as that song started, I was honestly waiting for something to go horribly dark and bad, because I thought if anybody could find like that opening and somehow it goes like the record scratching.
So I didn't realize
that was my
voted for
into
Chris.
Something super dark.
See, I don't win on the ones when I'm being sweet. I don't. The sweet Christmas song. Nope.
Wait, I created this tie. If I voted for Chris, I could have gone home.
So yeah. No,
this.
You're stuck here until 9 either way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
then my vote stands.
No, yeah. So we're in the middle of, we're toward the end of the Battle of Christmas, but it is.
This is only our
5-5.
This is only our second tiebreaker round ever.
This is a tiebreaker round. Yeah. I better come up with something good then. I got to think about this
usually
for a second.
Usually, you just mop the floor.
Let me see what I got here. Let's see what I haven't played that I had on my list here that I wanted to play. Oh, I got something I got to do here. All right, just give me 1 minute to get it going here. I wasn't prepared for a round 11. Let's do the. Oh, all right. Well, you'll recognize this guy's voice. Well, do I want to go dark? Do I want to go light? Do I want to go traditional?
While you decide that, Trump's impeached.
Good. I was waiting for that.
Just a little heads up.
Okay, breaking news. Go ahead.
Yeah. Breaking news. He's been impeached for abuse of power. It's like they haven't, I don't think they've finished. Oh, there we go. The vote of the first fell largely along party lines. But the second one, they're still voting on, but it's like, which is the obstruction of Congress. But we got one, and they're pretty sure. I mean, just based on the way the first one went through. But yeah, that happened like 3 minutes ago. So just keeping y'all Americans updated, you know.
Nice.
It's like a Christmas present.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a close to the Christmas show.
Very interesting. All right, so here we go. Let's go for the tiebreaker. I think I'm going to give you this one. I guess it's up to the judges, but it's Christmassy in the fact that it's a manger. These animals are around. I figure why not? And plus, I want to kind of go out on something a little ballsy at the end rather than my Christmas canon. So here we go.
He said animals and balls.
I did.
He's just all over
there. I already know where this is
now
going.
Now I want to pick the other one. Here we go.
If you're having trouble with your bunny friends, you got a thing for yous. Been counting sheep, but you're not. What you gotta do?
Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep. Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep.
My friend Larry has a little lamb. Her fleece is white as snow. He keeps bragging about it night and day. Someone should tell him no.
Velcro gloves, knee pads, late night dates,
done with sheep,
warning signs, electric fences, high voltage,
done with sheep, dirty deeds,
don't tell them what I've done to you,
done with sheep, dirty deeds,
dirty deeds, dirty deeds,
done with sheep.
Quiet, girls. I think the shepherd's coming.
All right, there you go. That was Bob Rivers with Dirty Deeds, Done with Sheep. Here you go, Derek.
All right, go back to the thing, third from the top. This one is at least Christmas-related. Does not involve sodomizing livestock, but does involve Christmas. So this is... How old is this one? 2012, I think. 2017.
This is Paul Evans you have there?
Yes.
Okay.
If we ever get past the nonsense on top. So it's been around for a couple of years, but just discovered this one and really kind of liked it.
All righty. So it is Paul Evans for bottom of round 10.
No, 11.
11. 11. Here we go.
The night before Christmas, not a mouse was stirring, not a sound heard anywhere. Ah, but the silence was broken when these words were spoken.
Help! Get me out of here!
Push! Tug! Pull! Shove!
Santa stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push! Tug!
There'll be no Christmas till we set them free. Last spring he started to diet, through the summer he stuck by it, but his appetite was fated to win, because his wife started baking and Christmas candy making. Now look at the shape he's in. We gotta
push, tug,
stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
There'll be no Christmas till we set them free. This is becoming a disaster. If we don't free him fast, the day will dawn and children everywhere will weep. The house is full of neighbors trying, dogs are howling, children crying. Get them out of here so I can get some sleep. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
Santa's stuck up in the chimney.
In the chimney.
We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove. Push, tug, pull, shove.
There'll be no Christmas till we set them.
Santa's stuck up in the chimney.
All right, Santa's Stuck Up in the Chimney by Paul Evans. And before that, we had the Bob Rivers Group with Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. You might remember him from the old Bob and Zip days out in WAMF in Worcester in the 80s. We are starting with Shea Spillane.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I hate to do this to you, D, but Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. That's, I mean, you can't not. But vote for that song, not
yes,
do that.
Especially at Christmas. Gail.
The darkness infiltrates. I can't believe I'm voting for Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep as well.
All right. Two for Dirty Deeds. Jim.
I didn't realize that was the Bob and Zip guy. That's pretty cool. I forgot
about
him.
Bob Rivers,
I used to listen to him on the way into high school, driving in.
Yeah, he moved out to the Midwest and then did about, like, I think about 20, 25 years in the Midwest. I think in Chicago or something like that. He moved his radio show. But yeah, he was here for six in Worcester in the 80s, Bob and Zip.
Yeah, it would have been like 84, I think I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho. That song definitely, it wasn't so Christmassy so much.
Yeah, the sheep in there.
Sure, Christmas sheep.
It's not Christmas. There's no Christmas sheep.
Mm-hmm.
There is now.
It's a Christmas sheep now.
Maybe there was some in the manger.
He voted for the sheep.
You're voting for the sheep.
I like the sheep.
And then Mr. Pincus.
Just when I thought I finally understood what Christmas was about, Chris plays Done with Sheep. As a chosen person, I'm not qualified to tell you whether that's a Christmas song or not. You could have just played the regular Dirty Deeds song and told me it's a Christmas song. I'll go, okay.
Yeah.
And I can't vote against AC/DC, no matter who does it with what animal. So
there we go.
We're going with the sheep. Sorry, Derek. Sheep love. Mm-hmm. A lot of sheep love.
Mm. All right, let's see what Winston has to say.
What I have to say is completely irrelevant. It's 4-0. And the only question here is whether or not that qualifies for entry into the...
You know, it's going to get disqualified or not.
How is that disqualified?
It's a Christmas song.
Can somebody explain to you why...
I explained why it was a Christmas song. Because it's a sheep, and it's a sheep in a manger, sure.
Shepherd.
Sure. Oh. Those were sheep in that scene?
Yeah, the shepherd was born.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've seen those pictures.
Okay, so...
Sounds like a sweep.
The quorum of judges... is letting it slide. The only thing I'm going to say is when you're talking about going dark, clearly Derek can't compete with Chris on the going low.
No. I
can.
On the
darkness level? All right.
It's just
choose not to?
I choose not to.
Oh, please. Please. All right. That's his nice way of saying I won. Congratulations.
With a non-Christmas song.
You can call a protest.
So you have cheated your way to another victory.
You know what? I didn't want to say this, but I'm bringing it up now. You played Straight No Chaser with Kristen Bell last year, and I did not say a thing, but I did now.
I did not play it last year.
You did too.
I did not.
You sure?
I looked at the playlist for last year.
Right. Are notes.
And you want to do a round 12? I'm up for round 12.
No. You win. Sure. You live with it.
Yeah. Live with it.
You good. Win knowing that you won with a non-Christmas song.
No, I want to do 12. I want to do round 12. Let's do another round 11.
You're like the Democrats with the impeachment.
No, I got a good Christmas song. That was a Christmas song.
It's not a Christmas song.
That's like you saying that cherry pie is not a Thanksgiving song.
No. That's not my issue with cherry pie.
All right.
My issue with that song is it is not about a dessert.
Uh-huh. Well, we have 18 minutes left, so we can talk about Christmas, or we can do another round. Let's do a round 12. I'll play this one.
I'll play
this holiday. Oh, you don't have any, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, it's not.
Just pick a song that's even...
But then if we tie again, we're out of time, is the problem.
We're not going to tie again. Please, I know what I'm doing.
You're playing non-Christmas songs is what you're doing.
Nope. All right.
I mean...
Is this how we're going to end the show on a bad note?
You won. Congratulations.
I'm going to play this one. It's Johnny Cash. And now this is catering to one of the judges, and I'm gonna have you guess which one. All right, here we go.
So are we?
Yes, we're done. Chris is one.
Oh, okay. Derek. Yeah, Derek doesn't want to do anymore. This is. Right. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna play this, and you tell me if you would have picked mine or Derek's. All right, here we go.
I don't have enough. Well,
the father heard church bells at midnight. A wrong time for church bells to chime. He went to the tower
found a little girl there, said, "Why ring the bells at this time?" "I'm just ringing the bells for Jim, please, Father. Ringing the bells for Jim."
This is ringing the bells for Jim.
"I'm sorry I'm crying, but my brother Jim's dying, so I'm ringing the bells for Jim."
So is this a Christmas song, Derek? Ringing the bells for Jim?
I can't hear it because the monitor's off.
Oh, you can't hear it?
No.
No.
I don't have headphones. He's in so much
pain. Oh.
The doctors
all say good. It's really good.
I'm
sure it is. Hear it.
Everybody's looking at me. Like, I'm like, this is a great song. I'm just ringing the bells for Jim.
You should listen to it sometime when it's playing on the radio.
Jeez. It's really good. Anyway, it's WMFO in Medford. Merry Christmas, everybody. Would you really like to do, you really don't want to stop? You want to stop there?
Yeah, because we've got 15 minutes to go, and we've got to get a PSA in. Yeah. I have to be a scold about
don't
that.
Don't drink at Christmas. There you go.
We wind up.
PSA.
No, we have to get a real one in.
All right.
Yeah, we wind up at a tie, and we're stuck.
I'll do it right now. Here we go.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. All right. Christmas 2019. Any thoughts?
I was going to say, look up the remake of that Pet Shop Boys song that we like.
Oh.
Throw that on in the background because it's a nice update.
All right. I can do that. In the meanwhile, let's talk about how AC/DC rules.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue AC/DC. Yeah. Band.
You sure you don't want to do Round 12? No, plenty of time.
We're not.
I got plenty of Christmas songs.
We're not doing Round 12.
Right.
Are they touring again with Brian Johnson? They're supposed to be recording with them.
That was excellent.
No, that was two years ago. They're supposed to be recording with Brian Johnson, but I don't know if they're going to tour with them.
And that should be the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, it should.
Axl doing both. Comes out with Guns N' Roses and then finishes with AC/DC.
That would be the most epic halftime show ever.
Right.
But I think we're getting Drake or something of that.
No, it's worse.
Maybe you're getting Landon Tuas.
Maybe we're getting Sia.
It's like J-Lo or something.
Or Sugar and Boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take Sia. I'll take...
Wouldn't J-Lo be Sugar and Boobs?
Yeah, that's the remaster. This is good. I meant to buy this on iTunes and instead bought the original one again.
Sugar and Butt, yeah.
It was the night before Christmas.
So, Winston, the final results, the final tally.
The final tally is Chris 6, Derek 5, with Chris taking the tiebreaker. No, I think.
Oh yeah, we never thought of doing that. Wow,
doing one.
So if you finish 5-5, it should be whoever got the most votes altogether. So, like, if somebody swept a bunch of them, they
that was me, Derek, by far.
Yeah, that's more by thinking than we're capable of.
No,
he's on top of it.
I'll tell you what, let's just keep playing until Derek wins. Let's do that. It'll be fun. His doesn't often snow at Christmas in the background from the Pet Shop Boys.
It's a new version of it.
New version.
For everybody who loves the old version, namely Chris and I and no one else here. Mm-hmm. I think we're alone in our Pet Shop Boys appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, everything goes well this year. Comes together. Somebody owes me a favor. We're going to go see a private Duran Duran concert.
There you go.
So, Duran. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's something to look forward to in 2020.
Hungry like a wolf.
Yeah. So this is interesting breaking news that we had here, Shea Spillane, with Trump. So tell us a little more about that. What else have you learned?
Well, basically, when I said it was bipartisan, we're talking like two Democrats voted nay, and zero Republicans voted yay.
That's an odd description.
No, I'm
bipartisan.
Saying it is bipartisan.
No, that's not bipartisan.
That's not bipartisan.
Not partisan. Sorry, I don't know why I said bipartisan. Yeah, so it's like literally polar. Sorry, dudes, I'm tired. It's literally like polar opposite ends. And I mean, it's definitely indicative of what everybody has been saying, which is like, it's not going to go through in the Senate because this basically was, well, there are more Democrats, so that's why I got voted through. And the Senate obviously is the opposite. But yeah, they needed 216 for it to pass. And I believe last time I looked at it, it was 228 for yay.
230 to 197 is the final.
Is the final.
To NBC. So, you know, happy holidays to everyone down at Mar-a-Lago. Enjoy the lawyers that will be visiting on December 25th. Now an odd hush is falling.
For the record, speaking of votes, I counted votes through all first 10 rounds, and it's 25-25.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So we wouldn't have to have a tiebreaker.
Crosswalk.
No matter what.
No matter what. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's crosswalk outside.
Okay. You know, you give me non-Christmas music. I can go a lot of different places.
I'm going to play Gigi Allen in a second.
Oh, yeah.
12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
You lost on that one, too. That was a Christmas song. What? That was a classic. Gigi Allen?
Yeah.
That was a Gigi Allen dark classic.
Oh, yeah. Love me some Gigi Allen.
I'm exhausted.
Didn't he die in a really public or weird way?
Who's that?
Gigi Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted to die on stage and kill himself on stage, but he didn't. He just had a heroin overdose. Just an old-fashioned heroin overdose.
Yeah, just a good old-fashioned heroin. Well, because I remember when I was... And if you ever go to LA, they have the Museum of Death. It's very interesting, especially if you're a weird Undertaker's daughter like me. My dad was there with me, and he's like describing all of the funeral home tools. These people started following us, and I was like, "What? Can I help you?" And they were like, "We're following the tour guide." I'm like, "That's just my father. This is a self-guided tour." But they have a whole section on Gigi Allen. Because apparently he really liked death.
I have a signed copy.
But who doesn't like bananas?
I have a signed copy of You Give Love a Bad Name by Gigi Allen. Not the Bon Jovi version. It was his own version. It was filthy.
Of course.
It says to Chris, F-U, Gigi.
Wow.
He spelled that out. Yeah.
That's worth some bucks.
It might be, yeah. Yeah.
It's probably worth more bucks in Lowell than any place else around here. But,
that's true, yeah.
Pride of the Merrimack Valley. Jack Kerouac and Gigi Allen.
Yeah. In the background is Arthur Fiedler with the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Go back to bad gifts, good gifts. Any of the judges? Bad gift, a good gift over the years?
Oh, yeah, he did do that at NYU. The banana, Gigi Allen.
Yes. I have that on tape, actually. You can see it. It's great.
What do you think he did with the banana that we're talking about?
Something filthy.
Something that I'm not sure that I can graphically describe on the radio.
He ate it the wrong way.
He ate it at the wrong end.
There are two ways you can put a banana into your body. One leads to digestion. He did the other one.
He did where the digestion usually comes out.
I can't hear you, Bert. I have a banana in my ear. So there's three places.
Yeah, it's true. If you've got a really big ear canal.
Merry Christmas!
I don't know. What are the bad Christmas gifts? I was trying to...
It depends on the context. Like I think I told you last week about my friend who lived with her boyfriend for years and thought he was going to propose.
Yes.
And he bought her a pots and pans set.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You can eat. Girls got to eat.
They already live together and cook stuff.
Girls got to eat.
That's saying, I'm getting ready. I'm making a commitment to you. Here are some pots and pans.
That's sort of a preview of married life.
That's not what that says.
You know what's a...
No, that's what it says. That's just not what you hear.
You know what's a bad Christmas gift? Herpes. No one likes getting that for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
true.
As Landon Tuva said in his song.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas, we can find out about it on Christmas.
You know.
Years before, days before, hours.
It's like the credit card bills. It shows up in January and reminds you that the holidays weren't as much fun as you thought they were.
Yeah. And they keep showing up every month.
Yeah. Kids, that's a bad gift for Christmas.
Did anybody have wooden soldiers as kids?
No.
No.
Is that another banana trick?
No, there was a gift. That's what they played on Christmas, the wooden soldiers. For some reason, kids would get guns and wooden soldiers.
Yeah, but that was like during like the 1920s.
Yeah. Thing, right?
That's like way before us.
Well, that's in the background, the parade of the wooden soldiers.
My sister got me one.
I had soldiers when I was a kid. You know, I had the plastic ones. Yeah. You'd get 100 for like a buck. Yeah, they were awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those were awesome. Oh, we had those.
Yeah. They were great. The Green Army guys. It was on the back of every comic book. You can get all the... They were all the Army guys.
My world 30 years old, though.
And
they're
one
Army.
Of the many fantastic things about Toy Story. The Army guys.
Yes. Oh, yeah, with R. Lee Ermey from... He was also from Full Metal Jacket. He was an actual drill sergeant that Stanley Kubrick had found, and he had him as an advisor, put him in the movie, and then Toy Story grabbed him and used him for the movie. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
R. Lee Ermey was actually in a lot. He had a good film on
Saving Silverman.
Yeah, that was that guy.
So Christmas is next week, and it's a week from today, and both Derek and myself will be here on Christmas doing our shows. I'll actually be in early. I'll do 3 to 7 that day, and Derek's doing 7 to 9.
I'll be here for the usual 7 to 9 shift. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you coming in, Shay?
No.
No. I'm gonna be in the Berkshires having a very Norman Rockwellian Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah, I told my sister today, me and my nieces, who are 5 and 3, are going to make Christmas cookies with the Christmas cookie cutters I have. It's going to be pretty adorable.
Very nice.
Can I cut off the head and make a Yoda?
That's good. Yeah, we got Star Wars tomorrow, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
You excited for the Star Wars tomorrow night, Chris?
Yes, please show me that, because it's really important.
I think they're going to screw it up, and I don't really care at this point. I want to see it, but I'm just like, it is what it is. So Star Wars opened on Monday. It officially opens tomorrow, but they had previews Monday. And we are going tomorrow night. So who's going tomorrow? Pickus is going. Winston's
going.
Pickus
is coming with us. Winston's coming. Four of us are going to see
tomorrow night.
And my wife.
It'll be so fun.
Fun.
I'm going to get there a little early. Maybe have a little libation. So maybe I'll take it a little easier.
Nice.
30 showtime?
Yeah.
I assume some showers?
It's 6 or 7. Whatever time they say it starts at 10 minutes.
Okay. Hmm. It's going to be a little tough getting there.
We'll fit. No. Molly's picking you up.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to take the car. I'll find out. Anyway, we'll talk.
No, we'll make the pregnant woman work.
There's traffic from Boston. It's 5 o'clock. It's fine.
Yeah, no, you're much better off like hopping on the T, and you know we'll figure it out from there.
So, any wonderful?
Well,
the only one that I could guess because I bought tickets 3 weeks after it opened was Liberty Tree, so which has got IMAX, and it's like their first IMAX showing.
The last
time
went there at Star Wars.
Yes, the last time we saw Rogue One there.
The
heat went out in the theater.
Yeah, it was freezing.
It was 0 degrees out. I'm not kidding. One of those December single digit days.
Yeah.
And you're watching halfway through the movie, you notice people are slowly putting their coats on.
Yeah.
You're going, is this just me?
Yeah, a couple people left.
Nobody got up. I didn't notice anybody get up. We don't want to miss it, but.
That's good. That's the one movie I think that gets better with every watch for the last few.
One of those cable channels.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's a fun movie because it's Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars. And I think
that robot didn't have to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I like that robot.
All the characters are pretty good in that one.
So any other exciting stories, holiday stories? We have a couple minutes left. Anybody want to say anything wonderful as I answer the phone?
Where's Daniela?
Daniela was a victim of unbearable traffic.
Yeah.
Because she has to make her way through Fresh Pond.
Good.
And anyone who's been in that part of the state during rush hour knows nothing moves in Fresh Pond.
Just turn back?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to check. That's it. You want to say hi? Do you want
to say hi? Is this a Jethro Tull request?
No, no.
Those days have passed us by.
Yeah.
That was my dad. That was Paul Earl. Yeah, he called and he said Merry Christmas. Well, he didn't say that.
He didn't text him?
That's what I think what he would have gotten to after 20 minutes.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. He's like, I was listening and then I couldn't get it on the web, is what he said.
Yeah.
So we'll check on that. Yeah, we'll make sure that the things are going. So On the Town with Mikey D is coming up next. And my name's Chris Earl, Derek Gary, Jay Spillane, Gail Clifford, and Jim McDermott, and Mike Pincus, and Winston Kidd. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas. And if we don't see you, happy 2020. And see you next time. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We wish you the merriest.